Good evening, fellow Wahoos and ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobgood.
Extraordinarily good-looking, too.
I know. Ready to bring UVA athletic personalities and the latest news to all our beloved Wahoo fans. Tonight, we have a great show planned. The spring football season really is over now. The spring game is behind us. All of that is behind us. We're going to now review that in a few minutes. The VAF Social blew through Richmond this past week down at the beautiful Jefferson Hotel. That was a big success. And now things are heating up for UVA's highly ranked baseball, tennis, lacrosse, and crew teams. And even women's lacrosse is now number four in the nation. Anyhow, what a wild season this is right now, Jimbo.
Yeah, this indeed is Hobbo. We are delighted to have three guests join us tonight. Former UVA football player, Dr. Bobby Call, to my left. Some people think everybody's to my left, but that's another story, is in the studio with us tonight, and he'll be talking about the spring game, his days at Virginia and Virginia football in general. We'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by Virginia basketball legend. I think it's fair to call him a legend, Ralph Sampson. And also in our second segment, we'll have a brief visit by Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst, to give us kind of an update on football recruiting at this stage of the game. There are a number of ways that you can follow Who's Talking, and Frank will inform you of that right now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage our listeners to send comments via email to who's talking@sportsradio910.com, or you can call us in the studio tonight at 804-345-0910. 345-0910. Previous shows are all archived on thesaber.com. We have a Facebook page as well, so search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your input is always welcome, and we usually integrate those comments into each and every show. Your questions and comments this week, we will be reviewing them in just a few minutes. Jimbo?
And I would say at this point in time that I miss you, but I've seen you every day this week, so I think I've been with you more than I've been with my wife this week. So I mean,
uh-oh.
You know.
Man overboard.
At any rate, Bobby Call, former defensive back, played at UVA in the late 70s, 76 through 79 seasons, played for a name out of the past, Coach Dick Bestwick. Bobby, a local guy, was a star athlete at the collegiate schools, walked on at UVA in 1976. He'll tell us about his illustrious career. I think he was a starter on and off throughout his career, had a few injury issues, was also a member of the 79 team that had a winning season, 6-5. And I just looking at that season, your first game was Richmond and your third game was VMI, which I think is ironic given that that's the upcoming football schedule for Virginia. And you won both of those games, which we trust Virginia will do as well come this fall. He is indeed a doctor. He had, you know, as luck would have it, a very attractive lady came into the studio before we went on air trying to get an appointment with him tomorrow. He worked her into the schedule. But at any rate, he works for Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, who also are a sponsor of Who's Talking. So he gets special kudos for that, and we thank him for his support of the show during the course of this first edition of Who's Talking in the 2009-10 year.
Bobby attended the UVA many of the home games, as well as the recent spring football game, and we had the pleasure of sitting together for most of the game. And, you know, Bobby, right off the bat, what were your initial thoughts watching the game with us?
Well, it was a good effort by UVA. You know, there are certainly some great things out there that happened and some things that need work on. The thing that impressed me most was that there were some big plays. There was a long tip interception for a touchdown, and there was a good pass catch for a touchdown as well. So I think, you know, big plays win games, and you got to make big plays. Usually it takes about five per game to come out with a big victory, and, you know, we showed some potential there, so that was exciting. I look forward to more of that.
What is the overall objective of spring practice and the spring game?
Well, certainly for this year, it's for the coach to get to know the players and vice versa, and if you're going to, you know, alter the program as far as what kind of offense or defense you're running, it's basically time to get to know what you're going to do. You know, you work hard and you hit hard and you tackle and you do a lot of things that make you wonder, why am I trying to take somebody's head off in the spring? But it keeps your mind in the game. But basically, you try to learn the offense and defense that much better and make yourself a better football player.
And then the follow-up to that would be when they get there in August, is it different? Are they just trying to refine things and put in particular plays at that stage? And, of course, you have the first-year guys at that point in time. How difficult is it for a first-year guy to come in August and be ready to play 3 or 4 weeks later?
Yeah, that's difficult. You know, you want to be a great football player, so you're trying to hone your own skills, but you're also trying to learn what's new at the University of Virginia. So, yeah, you're trying to learn their system, which for the defense isn't that difficult. For the offense, you know, their playbooks are – it's like a textbook. So, and the student has to be a student athlete, so they've got to learn, you know, what they're learning at school at UVA, but also the football playbook.
Are there particular positions if you're a first-year guy coming in August? I mean, like, for example, if you're a running back, is that easier or more difficult? Obviously, you're not going to be a quarterback and come in as a true freshman, I wouldn't think. But
it's difficult. Yeah, I saw their playbooks, and the offense has a lot to learn. A running back, their reads, their keys, the quarterback, the plays, yeah, it's very difficult. So it'd be hard for a first-yearman to step in there. But, you know, the other thing is you're learning, you know, when you get through the summer ball, then you're honing your skills, learning the defense. After that, it's learning, hey, what's this next team going to present, you know, problem-wise to us? And you're really specifically working for the team next week, you know, during the season.
Well, with that said, along those lines, understand that we've got a bunch of quarterbacks coming in this fall. We've got the McGee player from Collegiate coming in this year after changing his mind and decommitting from U of R and then coming to Charlottesville. You've got Danny Rocco's nephew coming in. You've got Michael Strauss, was taken mid-year. So you're going to have this influx of quarterbacks. And then there's another quarterback from Georgia who's huge. With all these new guys coming in the mix, will this confuse Verica? Will it change his psyche? He did not seem loose in the spring game, to say the least.
Well, there was no standout at the quarterback position. I think the quarterback position is going to be up for grabs, basically. No one took charge and looked like a leader out there. There were good plays, but no consistent leadership at QB, and hopefully that's what we'll get as the season progresses.
I think Matheny played okay. Strauss played not quite as well. And Verica struggled, except occasionally he found Chris Byrd on a couple of nice plays. I did notice there was lack of separation by many of the Virginia receivers. Tim Smith, who has a lot of moves and speed, did not seem to get open. Bobby Smith didn't really do anything. Jared Green was MIA. I'm not sure Jared Green touched the ball. Dontrell Inman is, you know, they're expecting big things from him. And, of course, Joe Torchia is out with an injury, another shoulder thing. Maybe Verica just didn't have enough weapons to really challenge the first-team defense, which, as usual, the defense seemed way ahead of the offense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's typically the way it is, I think, in the spring game. You got a lot to learn as a player. You know, the new coaches coming in, they may have new plays. When I thought about the passing on that day, you know, it's all about reads, routes, and receptions. You know, you got to make the read as a quarterback, you got to run your route as a receiver, and you got to make the grab. And you don't have to be the fastest guy out there. You just got to get to that open spot. And the quarterback has to know you're going to be there, right? So it's a lot of trust and a lot of, hey, let's get our timing down. So hopefully that'll work.
I like that. Write that down. My wife is big on three things. The human mind works in threes: reads, routes, and receptions. And we really like it when you start everything with the same letter. I mean, this is a premier guest here when he comes in and, you know, puts us to shame right here on who's talking with the information. But
the 3 R's of offense, I tell you. I thought it was quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. All right. Looking towards next year, we're looking to get some more information on Morgan Moses and Cody Wallace. They are allegedly on track to get the grades they need, as well as the SAT, ACT scores. If those guys can come in, maybe Verrick will have enough of a line in front of him that he won't feel like the defensive linemen are going to kill him. You know, I think in the spring game, he seemed to be hurrying everything. It seemed too fast. They need him because he's the only one that's got experience. You can filter in some of these younger players, I think, in the second half of games and give them some some reps.
Yeah, you never know. You never know who's going to step up to the plate and take charge. And it's all about confidence. You know, if you've got confidence, you can make the plays. You know, and it really only takes one or two guys on either side of the line to make a difference. You know, if there's a good leader who steps up to the plate and makes big plays for the defense and somebody for the offense, the other teammates rally around that guy and inspire. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to step up, take charge, and it can be anybody.
Well, I think is there a danger, too, of reading too much into a spring game?
Oh, I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, we were there looking at it. It looked a little ragged. You know, there were penalties, but that's going to get better.
And the other thing about the quarterback situation, I mean, for obvious reasons, they don't want the quarterbacks to get hurt. And I'm not sure Varek is that evasive a guy anyway, but as soon as a defender laid a finger on the quarterback, they blew the whistle and stopped the play. So that may be one reason he was hurrying a little bit, because you're trying to get things accomplished knowing that you're not going to have much time.
Well, it's interesting. You spoke of leadership. John Kevin Dolce, Razai Dowling, Joe Torsia, and Mark Verica and Nick Jenkins were named captains for the upcoming season, and so hopefully those five gentlemen can lead the way. All right. Let's see here. We're moments away from going to break. Bobby's going to hang with us to the bottom of the hour. Next thing we're going to do in the second segment is our play of the game. Also, we're going to review a little bit of the spring sports and recruiting and preview Ralph Sampson's visit at the bottom of the hour. Please call us at 345-0910 if you want to ask some questions here about recruiting or the football program here in the second segment. We're going to go to break now.